This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours, along with Nancy Levant. It's nice to have you with us. It is the 29th of August. No, I think it's the 31st of August, 2013. Maybe that's... Boy, my atomic clock is way off today. I just realized that. That might explain why my bumper music fired a little early, a whole minute early. So I guess I'm going to have to sync this thing manually. Strange. It's indicating it got the signal last night. Just one more thing that the government does very effectively, send out evidently inappropriate time. Either that or this made-in-China piece of junk is malfunctioning on me. Anyway, welcome to Govern America, ladies and gentlemen. I guess we're off to a roaring start today. So I'm going to try to put the pieces together of this thing and get this thing off and rolling. Nancy Levant is joining us, I think. Nancy,
good morning. I'm here, Darren.
At least that worked. Well, what's been going on with you?
That worked. Well, I'll tell you what, Darren, there's a lot going. This past week has been absolutely rife with news. Not even to touch Syria. Came out in Japan through some scientists that what has leaked out so far from Fukushima into the ocean and into the atmosphere is the equivalent to over 1,000 atomic bombs, Darren.
Yeah, I mean, this is the crisis that should be being dealt with,
and
I hate to use the term international community, but if you ever wanted to use a term, if every nation of the world needed to come together to deal with something, it's this, and it's not being talked about, it's not being addressed, it's almost like it doesn't even exist. I was looking this morning at an article, a headline. Something to the effect of that the ocean around Fukushima is boiling. So,
I have actually seen photographs of fish that are bleeding from their eyes. They're burned. I mean, it's staggering, Darren. And nobody's talking about it in this country.
Yeah, it's a...
The media.
It's a complete blackout. And
absolutely.
As time goes on, we're going to find that, unfortunately, my concern is that cancers are going to rise. Our children and grandchildren are going to be living with this crisis for generations to come.
Well, and you know, Darren, I just want to say to the people on the West Coast, I'm serious. Leave. Get out of there. I mean, they're saying...
Well,
that the bulk of this plume in the water is actually going to hit them right around the beginning of 2014. That's 12 weeks away.
Yeah, but the only problem is, where would they go?
I don't know. I think they're going to have to come on into the Midwest, I guess.
That's the problem. I understand where you're coming from on that.
But it's so much easier said than done. People can't just up and leave. They can't afford to. You know?
I know it. I hear you. But word, Darren, you know, it is absolutely unbelievable to me that nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, at the very least, there should be a discussion on the subject. At the very least, people should be being made aware of the dangers. I think what's been happening with the Japanese government, it's really criminal. You know, that they didn't take a more proactive approach to this thing in the first place. Basically left TEPCO to their own devices. Now TEPCO is warning people. They're saying, hey, you know, this is a major problem here. And you talk to the average person on the street here in America, and they think the problem's been solved. Hey, it went into cold shutdown, and everything's all over with now. There's no more problems anymore. Well, the problem is just as bad. Well, it's really worse than when it first began.
Oh, absolutely. Now, ladies and gentlemen, on a daily basis, I am going to the Japanese press, the Japanese scholars, the nuclear sites, and posting things that I can find literally on a daily basis. So, you know, keep your eyes open on Govern America, because everything that I can find, I post.
Yeah, there's more information going up every day on governamerica.com, and we encourage you to check out the website as you're able, because we have information going up every single day on a variety of topics, not just Fukushima.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Darren, we are very rapidly becoming one of the top news websites. You and I, frankly, do a really, really good job of staying on top of things. And we're really trying to get you the best information that we can find, and we're finding a lot.
Well, we certainly spend a lot of time at it, I can guarantee you that.
Oh, you have no idea, ladies and gentlemen.
But you have to in this day and age. And there's so much happening today. Syria, of course, being the big story right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And I want to get into that. But before we do, I want to share with you this. This is something that really concerns me. And I know this is something that you first discovered, Nancy. And it's up on the website as well. There's a New York Times article talking about how they're going to engage in a power grid drill.
Yeah.
They're planning on taking down, evidently, I guess they're planning on taking down the power grid. The New York Times reported the electric grid, as government and private experts describe it, is the glass jaw of American industry. If an adversary lands a knockout blow, they fear it could black out vast areas of the continent for weeks, interrupt supplies of water, gasoline, diesel fuel, and fresh food, shut down communications, and create disruptions of a scale that was only hinted at by Hurricane Sandy and the attacks of September 11th, both of which...
Might be too, Darren. It will shut down all transportation.
Well, ultimately, yeah, because that's where the fuel interruptions come in. They say this is why thousands of utility workers, business executives, National Guard officers, FBI anti-terrorism experts, and officials from government agencies in the United States, Canada, and Mexico are preparing for an emergency drill in November that will simulate physical attacks and cyber attacks that could take down large sections of the power grid. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the propensity for these drills, whenever they have drills, they tend to, a lot of times, go live. So, is this something we should be concerned about? This drill going live? They say the practice will, for a crisis unlike anything the real grid has ever seen, and more than 150 companies and organizations have signed up to participate. Now, I want you folks to think about that. We're not talking about some little obscure, small thing. 150 countries and organizations, or companies, excuse me, have signed up to participate in this drill. They say this is a different from a hurricane that hits X, Y, and Z counties in the southeast, and they have a loss of power for 3 or 4 days, said the official in charge of the drill, Brian Harrell, of the North American Electric Reliability Corporation known as NERC, he says, we really want to go beyond that. One goal of the drill, they say, called Grid X2, is to explore how governments would react as the loss of the grid crippled the supply chain for everyday necessities. I'll tell you what, I'm going to finish this up on the other side of the break, then we'll get to Syria and a lot of other things here. It's going to be a cram-packed program, and I think we're going to get the clock figured out here, too. So stay with us as Govern America continues here on the other side of the break on RBN.
Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're leaving.
back. This is Govern America. Darren Wicks and Nancy Levant. Once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And once again, the email address, mine is radio@governamerica.com. And Nancy, go ahead and give your information out, please. Nancy. All right, Nancy's
I'm here.
Muted.
All right. Nancy@governamerica.com, and you can also check out my blog, A Womanly Wisdom, which is posted on governamerica.com.
All right, very good. And before the break, we were talking about the fact that they are staging a power drill, a drill on the nation's power grid, starting in November. Now, this could just end up being just an ordinary drill. Everything could be something that is exactly the way they outline it here, something that isn't to worry about. But the only reason why we're raising this as an issue is because the pattern, many times, when they hold drills, is for the drill to go live. And the reason for this is because drills provide cover for operations of acts of terrorism that the establishment people in government want to pull off on the American people so that they can blame bad guys. And, well, who's the bad guy? Well, in their world, the bad guy is anybody they choose to point the finger at. Any government, any group that they want to go to war with. And so
Karen,
this is called...
You made a really, really important point the other day when we were talking, when you said the reality for us blurs on what is a drill and what is reality. You talked about the children where you had SWAT teams coming in and hauling all the kids off the bus at gunpoint.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's really interesting.
The children were absolutely horrified. And after they did this drill, then they told the children, oh, it's only a drill.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I did want to talk about that, and that's not one thing I had in my notes. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read the other day about the fact that the school system, and I forget where it was now. I wish now I had the article before me. They just conducted a drill on a school bus with an armed guy there, I guess hijacking the bus. They terrorized these children. Now, they did tell the administration at the school that, well, this could happen. We could do this at any time. They decided to do it on a certain day. They had a gunman on the bus, hijacking the bus, but they didn't bother to tell the children that it was a drill until they got to the school and the Homeland Security officials were there. And the media, and the reason why I know they didn't tell the children is because the media actually interviewed some of the kids afterwards and said, I was really scared. I didn't know it was a drill. They didn't tell us it was a drill.
Yep.
Now, this is on the heels of another incident that I remember not too long ago where a city had held a drill with, in this case, they were school administrators. I think there were a lot of teachers there. Maybe the principal was there. I don't know. But anyway, they had held a drill in which a gunman got into the school and came into the office where they were holding their meeting, these administrators. Now, luckily, in that case, the kids weren't anywhere in school. There was an in-service day or something. It was a day that there wasn't school taking place. But they had come in, and they had held the drill, and the people there were never told it was a drill. And so it looks like with all of these drills, we know that the actors and actresses were hired in the Boston bombing thing. We know what an operation that was to desensitize the public, to condition the public to martial law.
Yep.
What it looks like to me is unfolding here. As Nancy pointed out, it was a strategy. It appears to be a strategy to blur the lines between what's a drill and what's not a drill.
Yeah, what's reality?
People are not being told that drills are taking place when drills are taking place. We saw that again. You know, actually, we saw that in Boston, too. where there was a drill going on, and they said they denied that there was a drill going on, even though it was announced over loudspeakers that there was a drill going on.
Yep.
So
now, the other thing is becoming harder and harder,
more and more difficult to decipher what really is reality and what is not reality.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing, Darren, that I really do want to raise is, you know, between the FEMA 3 region event that is being planned, one of the things that they did was they ordered 72-hour kits for the kids in New York, all school children, to be delivered before October 1st. And then we have this power grid thing coming up in November. And so what I want you to think about, ladies and gentlemen, is your children in schools. And do you want them locked down or not? They're talking about this power grid drill happening beginning November 13th and 14th. So that's just a big heads up because your kids are going to be in school.
Yeah. Well, let's hope nothing ever comes of it.
The
New York Times once says, one goal of the drill called Grid X2 is to explore how governments would react as the loss of a grid crippled by the supply chain for everyday necessities.
Meaning our state. And local
everything. If we fail at electricity, we're going to fail miserably. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, they've known a long time about the possibility of an EMP attack.
Yep.
Okay, this isn't something that's new. They've known that the sun has solar flares and could end up sparking, a solar flare so large that could end up taking down the grid. This has happened before. It took down the telegraph. But you know, all this stuff isn't a surprise. So there are things that could be done, according to what I've heard experts say. There are a lot of things that could be done to harden the power grid against such an attack.
Well,
but the money hasn't been spent. We're wasting all this money in war zones around the world. Syria's in the crosshairs right now. For what reason? When we have national security ramifications and vulnerabilities, both man-made and natural, here at home.
Massive economic problems.
Which have been created by design.
Yep.
All of this stuff is making us vulnerable while we're off on John Wayne-type excursions around the globe. All right, I'll tell you what. I got to take a break here already. Unbelievable. We've already blown through the first half hour of the show.
I know.
Unbelievable. All right. Time just seems to accelerate when we get here. All right. Stay with us. We're going to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
New nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back. This is Govern America. As we continue here, we were talking at the top of the show here about this drill that's being planned. I want to finish this up real quickly here and then move on to other information. A lot going on today. They say in this New York Times article, Mr. Harrell, who is with this group, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, they say he said that the previous exercises were based on the expectation that electricity, quote, would be up and running relatively quick, unquote, after an attack. Now he said the goal is to, quote, educate the federal government on what their expectations should or shouldn't be, unquote.
That's the industry really held... interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, that's a good point, because what are they going to do? What are, you know...
expectations should or should not be.
Well, if you get to the point where the power grid goes down, if you want to create a situation where there's going to be civil unrest in this country, that's exactly the perfect scenario to do so.
Oh, absolutely.
Because even those that have generators need fuel for the generators. Those that, you just about, in this society, in this modern society, you almost can't do anything without electricity.
Well, and Darren, everybody is a technology addict, and I do mean addict. People will freak out when they can't use their cell phones, when they can't get any information. We're information addicts.
Yeah. They say the industry held a smaller exercise 2 years ago in which 75 utilities, companies, and agencies participated, but this one will be vastly expanded and will be carried out in a more anxious mood. Most of the participants will join the exercises from their workplaces, with NERC in Washington announcing successive failures. One example, organizers say, is a substation break-in that officials initially think is an attempt to steal copper. But instead, the intruder uses a USB drive to upload a virus into a computer network. The drill is part of a give and take, in the past few years between the government and utilities that has exposed the difficulties of securing the electric system. The grid is essential for almost everything, but it is mostly controlled by investor-owned companies or municipal or regional agencies. 99% of the military facilities rely on commercial power, according to the White House. The utilities play down their abilities in comparison with the governments. They have the intelligence operation, the standing army, and the three-letter agencies, said Scott Aronson, senior director of national security policy at the Edison Electric Institute, the trade association of investor-owned utilities. He says, we have the grid operations expertise. That expertise involves running 5,800 major power plants and 450,000 miles of high-voltage transmission lines monitored and controlled by a staggering mix of devices installed over decades. Some utilities use their own antique computer protocols and are probably safe from hacking what the industry calls security through obscurity, but others rely on Windows-based control systems that are common to many industries. Some of them run on in-house networks, but computer security experts say they're not confident that all the connections to the public internet have been discovered and secured. Many may be vulnerable to a software known as malware that can disable these systems or destroy their ability to communicate, leaving their human operators blind about the positions of switches, the flows of current, and other critical parameters. Experts say a sophisticated hacker could also damage hard-to-replace equipment. You know, I'm going to leave that article there in the interest of time. But, you know, it's interesting how all of this is coming to a head at one time. You know, how long have we had a power grid, Nancy? You know, and we're just now discovering that we have to keep this thing secure. You know,
well, Aaron,
this is something
what bothers me about this the most is that you have your total fascist system. You've got your military-industrial complex coupled with corporate creating this thing. And that really does not make me feel safe.
Well, put this one with the last one. Washington Times. Obama hits pause on U.S. action in face of crippling cyber strikes from Syria and Iran. So we have a situation right now where they're holding power drills on the power grid, and we have Syria and Iran fingered for a cyber war with the United States.
They say
Syria and its ally, Iran, have been building cyber attack capabilities for years and soon might have a chance to use their skills in a hot war for the first time. Now, here's a question I've got. Are they building up for a false flag operation, a cyber attack that they can blame on Syria and Iran, maybe involving the U.S. power grid?
There you go.
I mean, that would be enough reason for us to certainly go to war if they can't, you know, we already have a sixth warship in the Mediterranean right now. They're saying just be safe, just in case. You know, I mean, and what has Syria ever done to us? For that matter, what has Iran, Afghanistan, or Iraq ever done to us? Who supports this war?
Oh, Lord.
Among the American people. We have overwhelming opposition against this war.
91% of the people in this country are against war. He can't do this without congressional approval legally.
Yeah.
Of course, Congress is a joke, but...
Well, Congress is a joke, but that goes without saying.
Yes.
In the meantime, we have NORAD to exercise over Northern Virginia this week. This just came out the 28th, a few days ago.
Yep.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command will be training over the area twice this week, starting early Thursday morning. So the exercise is apparently going on Thursday, Friday morning, beginning at midnight, lasting till 2 a.m. Okay, so I guess maybe it's already taken place. We'll include Civil Air Patrol aircraft and U.S. Coast Guard Dolphin helicopters. NORAD has been conducting these training flights since in the United States and Canada as part of the Operation Noble Eagle since the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001, which was really the hijacking of our country. You know, truth be told. Also, by the way, you might be interested in this since we both live in Michigan, Nancy. Since September 11th, I did, you know, we have the Labor Day Bridge Walk every year. It's an annual event. The Mackinac Bridge, ladies and gentlemen, in case you're not familiar with the geography of Michigan, we have two peninsulas here, and it's connected by a stretch of which is a suspension bridge called the Mackinac Bridge. And every year, annually, they have a bridge walk on Labor Day. Now, I walked the bridge. I've done that before. In fact, I was there right after September 11th. Might have even been the following year. I don't remember now. But they had, you know, troops on the bridge, National Guards out there, full uniform, and Coast Guard sailing their vessels underneath and around the bridge. And this is all to keep us safe. This year, they're expanding the presence of these uniformed officers, and they're also going to have vehicle checkpoints. So under the guise of terrorism, and they're blaming this situation, apparently they say that they caught somebody down in Texas who had made threats on the bridge, claiming they're going to do something to the bridge. So now this provides the justification and the excuse to increase security on the bridge or around the bridge, including vehicle checkpoints. So this is how the police state continues to evolve, ladies and gentlemen. But don't worry. It's all to keep you safe.
Oh, yeah.
How long are we going to keep accepting these arguments? As our troops are being dispatched around the world, creating enemies on a regular basis, creating refugees who then come to America, many of them, with chips on their shoulders because they're angry. You know, and we have black ops budgets getting bigger and bigger all the time. We have terrorism.
Foreign troops.
Yeah, foreign troops being accepted into America. Here we see from Washington Post, U.S. spy networks, successes, failures, and objectives detailed in black budget summary. They're saying now that we have a $52.6 billion black budget. U.S. spy agencies have built an intelligence gathering colossus since the attacks of September 11, 2001, but remain unable to provide critical information to the president on a range of national security threats. Well, the ones that they actually arrange themselves are the ones that they fail to provide the details about, I'm sure. All right, let's take the break. We'll continue on the other side. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
In a black Mercedes, cruising round town, and it's packed with ladies. Gotta keep it going, yeah, I'm roaming the map, and no, I never stop till I find something to tap. Oh, yeah.
Nokia, iPhone, Galaxy 3, Facebook, and your search history. Gmail, voicemail, I gotta have it. It's got an on-off switch, baby.
I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice. It doesn't matter the message or even kind of device. Every pic your daughter sends, we've got it ingrained. Why do you think Anthony Weiner wants back in the game? Surveilling reporters, don't ever forget it. I got so many AP docs, you think I'm getting college credit? Yeah, we're saving your searches, that's just a reality. Yes, we can, ain't just a slogan, it's our view on legality.
Nokia, iPhone, Galaxy 3, Facebook, and your search history. Gmail, voicemail, I gotta have it. It's got an on-off switch, baby.
I'll tell you this, sir. I greatly abhor your violating of the Constitution upon which you swore. And a full investigation is what's needed and more. You ever Googled Justin Bieber pics? I yield back the floor. I don't see the big deal. Why are we having a cow? I mean, look at all the terrorists that we can focus on now. And it's not like we're planting devices in homes. By the way, did everybody get their free Obama phone?
Come on.
With front-facing cameras, our intel has grown. Look at the video we've collected from this year alone. This is outrageous. We should be able to use the bathroom freely. Hello? Hi. How'd you get this number, really? Nothing is private.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. Darren Weeks, Nancy Levan here as we continue on. it's kind of interesting that we bumped out with that song there, because we were talking about the Black Ops budget before the break of $52.6 billion, according to the Washington Post. You know, what's amazing here is what's being admitted in the media today. They say in the Washington Post, the $52.6 billion black budget for fiscal 2013 obtained by the Washington Post from former Intel contractor Edward Snowden maps a bureaucratic and operational landscape that has never been subject to public scrutiny, although the government has annually released its overall level of intelligence spending since 2007, has not divulged how it uses the money or how it performs against the goals set by the President and Congress. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this report came from Edward Snowden, and I haven't really talked a whole lot on the program about Edward Snowden, Nancy, because I wanted to wait and see if any information came out about Edward Snowden. I've read a lot of things pertaining to this guy, his background. Of course, he worked for Booz Allen Hamilton, an intelligence contractor. And my suspicions have always been when the media trumpets something on a widespread basis, it tends to be what the establishment want you to believe. And given that alone makes me suspect Edward Snowden and who this guy really is. Now things have started to, you know, and also his associations with Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, who I also suspect is another operation. I believe that that's, anyway, I don't want to get into Assange too much. But the point is that I've always been suspicious of this Edward Snowden deal. Now, I don't know why that they would want to release information through channels, but information is starting to come out now that would seem to hold a lot of weight toward Edward Snowden being BS. Okay, and the reason why I say that, there's new information supposedly coming out of Edward Snowden which backs up the Osama bin Laden story, okay? This notion that Osama bin Laden was really caught and that he was really killed by the Obama administration, well, really by these soldiers operating under the Navy SEAL 6 team, whom many of whom are no longer with us among the living, by the way.
Yeah, they all dropped dead.
Yeah, of various means, some of which, you know, the families are outraged, by the way. Families are clamoring and saying that this was a setup, that the administration actually put their family members in harm's way on purpose. But Daily Mail reported on August 30th, yesterday, Navy SEAL guided from space, a top-secret lab that had bin Laden's DNA and clandestine NSA operatives who bugged terrorist phones. New details of bin Laden raid leaked by Snowden. They say new classified information was included in 2013 black budget for 16 U.S. intelligence agencies. Documents state a branch of NSA tracked cell phones used by Al-Qaeda operatives. Now, bear in mind, we're working with Al-Qaeda. We're funding Al-Qaeda right now. I mean, if the United States goes to war with Syria, ladies and gentlemen, it'll be on the side of Al-Qaeda.
Yep.
Okay?
And the whole Russian connection. Putin. The U.S.-Russian presidential bilateral commission. There's just something real screwy.
Well,
no,
didn't you
ending up with Putin. I mean, there's just something so screwy.
Didn't you just say that recently tell me that they were talking about, Putin was talking about undoing the U.S. Russia bilateral presidential commission over this whole Syria deal?
Yes. I just don't get it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the Russian troops have been over here training with ours.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it's the same way with China. China is a threat, but we're going to give China more of our military secrets. You know, we're having war games with China. It's the same thing over and over again. But, you know, this fact apparent fact that now information is coming out of Snowden that indicates, you know, that, that backs up the official story on Osama bin Laden, which we know is false, which we know is BS, says a lot, in my opinion, about who Edward Snowden really is or isn't. They say in this Daily Mail piece, top secret documents leaked by Edward Snowden have revealed how a clandestine NSA unit helped bug phones to locate Osama bin Laden, a previously undisclosed lab, helped confirm his DNA, and the SEALs who raided his compound were guided from space, according to a packet of classified intelligence documents that were leaked to the Washington Post by former NSA contractor turned Russian immigrant Edward Snowden. The successful raid on bin Laden's lair was made possible in part thanks to a team of top secret operatives known as the Tailored Access Operation Group. The elite hackers are tasked with breaking into computers and cell phone networks and installing spyware and locator services. Such implants on devices owned by Al-Qaeda officials were crucial to enabling the bin Laden raid, according to the Post. Documents also reveal the existence of a top-secret lab, Defense Intelligence Agency lab, holding bin Laden's DNA that was able to confirm his identity within hours, and that a network of NSA satellites guided the SEALs on the raid and intercepted communications from the surrounding area. So anyway, I'm not going to leave that. Go ahead.
Let us never forget where Osama bin Laden's body supposedly ended up.
In the ocean. It ended up in the ocean, and nobody ever saw any pictures of it. Nobody ever saw any evidence that it really happened. All we have is the administration's word that it happened.
Yeah.
And I guess, well, certainly, their word is their bond, isn't it?
When was the last time anybody of that import that was taken out was thrown in the middle of the ocean?
Well, I can't remember anything. Maybe somebody else would. But, folks, how do you know they're lying? It's because their lips are moving. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
We have other information. I want to get deeper into the Syria subject, but I guess we're going to have to start doing that in the second hour. In the meantime, we have a Mexican newspaper says asylum claims have shot up 260% since 2012. A report from the Mexican newspaper El Universal states that the number of asylum claims by Mexican nationals in fiscal year 2013 so far has jumped 260% over the year 2012. Gee, I wonder why. Could it be, Obamacare? Could it be all of the tremendous promises that are given to them in the immigration bill? Could it be the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that at a time when homeland security is an issue, that our government is putting these people up in hotels on your dime, waiting for the immigration bill to pass? The criminality today against the American people by their own government is just off the charts, off the scale. All right. Hour number one's already over. We're a third of the way through the show already. Unbelievable.
Unreal.
Hour number two, straight ahead. This is Govern America. Please stay put.